Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Honoring those who've given all.
We really appreciate what you have done for our country.
Tentative debt ceiling deal.
I feel very good about it.
Partial Iowa apartment building collapse.
Came down like an explosion, like a bomb.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Across the country, from Chicago to Marlboro, Massachusetts. Crowds have gathered for Memorial Day parades and ceremonies. In California, carpenter Alex Perez showed up at Forest Lawn Hollywood Hills Cemetery.
Today we're out here putting out flags to all of our fallen soldiers who sacrificed and volunteered their service to us.
Meantime, on the East Coast,
President Biden placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier and crossed himself afterwards. He was joined by Vice President Kamala Harris and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He then saluted as taps was played. It's been more than 21 months since President Biden ended America's longest war in Afghanistan.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting. In Georgia, a memorial and burial service is held for Private First Class Luther Herschel Story, who was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor after he disappeared in battle during the Korean War. Story's remains were found in April. Adjutant General Thomas Carden.
Corporal Story gave his life that day, and it has taken us nearly 73 years for his remains to be located, identified, and returned today for a proper burial near his home.
As House Speaker Kevin McCarthy looks to bring a debt limit bill to the House floor for a vote on Wednesday, President Biden today says,
I spoke to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
The bill would lift the debt ceiling for the next 2 years. It would keep non-defense spending at roughly the same levels through 2024, but would prevent cuts to Social Security and Medicare, as well as the military and veterans programs. It also claws back some new funding for the IRS, as well as unspent money from COVID relief funds. It would loosen some environmental rules for new energy projects and would temporarily add work requirements for some receiving social safety net programs, including food stamps.
On Wall Street, markets were closed for Memorial Day. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Under investigation is what caused a large section of a six-story apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, to collapse. Eight people were rescued from the building and no deaths reported. Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson.
Because of the response and because of the concern for life by our first responders to get in the building knowing that that building was unsafe to help folks. Because of that, they saved lives.
Uganda's President Museveni has signed one of the world's harshest anti-LGBTQ bills into law. It calls for life imprisonment for anyone found to have engaged in homosexual acts. Bill supporter, Ugandan legislator Asuman Basilira, adding,
"Aggravated homosexuality. The law says you shall be liable to suffer death."
President Biden has denounced the law as a violation of human rights and has threatened to cut aid and investment in the East African country. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. As much of the southern U.S. braces for the start of hurricane season on June 1st, some areas still have a long way to go recovering from the last one. CBS's Christian Benavides reports Florida residents in the Fort Myers Beach area are still rebuilding after Hurricane Ian last September.
Robert Burton and Cindy Lewis are living out of a hotel. Their mobile home was totaled by storm surge.
We've been in limbo. It's been
an emotional ride.
With so much work left to do, Southwest Florida is already bracing for what may come next.
It's time to prepare.
This week marks the beginning of the 2023 hurricane season. It's forecasted to be near normal, meaning between 12 and 17 named storms. Of those, anywhere from 1 to 4 are expected to be major hurricanes, ranking as Category 3 or above. Still, there's no telling when things will be back to normal in this and other hard-hit communities. Christian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Fans are readying for the final game of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight.
The Boston Celtics will try to make history tonight, coming from a 3-0 deficit to win a best-of-7 series. The team takes on the Miami Heat in Boston for Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics are the fourth NBA team to come back from being 3 games down to force a Game 7. But the 1951 New York Knicks in the NBA Finals, 1994 Denver Nuggets in the second round, and 2003 Portland Trail Blazers in the first round all lost Game 7. Game 6 of this series was a nail-biter, with the Celtics pulling off a one-point victory, 104-103. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Little Mermaid stole the hearts of moviegoers this weekend. It earned $95.5 million in its debut weekend, making it the top box office draw. Fast X drops to second. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, May 29th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.